You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and our program starts this week with Lee Morgan.
Thank you.
Montgomery Brothers and Beaux Arts was the name of it from April of 1961. It's off a package called the Montgomery Brothers in Canada. Wes Montgomery guitar, Buddy Montgomery on piano. I think he sat that one out. Monk Montgomery on bass and Paul Humphreys on the drums. Let's go to the top of the set. We started with a pair by Lee Morgan. This is off a package on the Blue Note label titled Sonic Boom. We listened to the title track From April 1967, Lee Morgan trumpet, David Fathead Newman on tenor, Cedar Walton piano, Ron Carter bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. And from that same session, we listened to a ballad side, I'll Never Be the Same, Lee Morgan. David Fathead Newman sat that one out. Again, it was Lee Morgan trumpet, Cedar Walton piano, Ron Carter bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. I'll Never Be the Same. Then we listened to Gil Fuller and the Montgomery Jazz Festival Orchestra with James Moody frontlining there, working on Our Man Flint, the theme from the movie Our Man Flint, from November 1965 on the Pacific Jazz label. There's about 20 members of the orchestra. If I named them all, we probably wouldn't be able to play any other records on the program. But again, James Moody with Gil Fuller and the Montgomery Jazz Festival Orchestra. Then Red Garland teamed with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and we'll be together again from December 1959. That was off a package on the Prestige label. Red Garland piano, Eddie Lockjaw Davis tenor, Sam Jones bass, Art Taylor on the drums, and that brought us around to the Montgomery Brothers. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here on the program runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. Let's start this next set with the Jazz Messengers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's under Donald Byrd's name on a package called Bird's Eye View, but it's actually just the Jazz Messengers. Donald Byrd, Hank Mobley, Horace Silver piano, Doug Watkins bass, Art Blakey on the drums. The whole crew is there. It's from December 1955. Everything Happens to Me. Let's go to the top. We actually started with the Jazz Messengers. And The End of Love from April 1956. It was on the Columbia label. It was entitled simply Jazz Messengers. Art Blakey on the drums. Same lineup. Donald Byrd on trumpet. Hank Mobley tenor. Horace Silver piano. Doug Watkins on the bass. The End of a Love Affair. After that, we listened to Arnett Cobb from November 1960. It's the title track to a package called Sizzlin' on the Prestige label, and it's Red Garland and the trio accompanying Red Garland piano, George Tucker bass, and J.C. Hurd on the drums, and that led us around to Everything Happens to Me under Donald Byrd's name. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Again, our timeline runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. From time to time, we'll do something a little newer or a little older. But mostly, it's just between that 20-year period. To wrap things up this week, let's call on Charles Mingus. This is off a package on the Atlantic label called Blues and Roots. And along with Mingus on bass, Danny Richmond on drums, Horace Parlin piano, we have Jimmy Nepper and Willie Dennis on trombones, Jackie McLean and John Handy on altos, Booker Irvin on tenor, Pepper Adams baritone, Horace Parlin piano, Mingus on bass, Danny Richmond on drums, I mentioned already. Again, back to February 1959, this is Monin, and we'll see you the next time around.